laat aand oordenking op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the name above all names, the name that was, the name that is, and the name that is to come. The Bible declares that He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. And so tonight I can greet you in no other name but in the precious and powerful name of Jesus. It is the 1st of June, and as a young person, I am extremely excited to say that we have officially entered Youth Month. And if we read in Psalms 119, verse 9 to 10, it says, "How can a young person keep their way pure? By living according to His word." Then the scripture goes further and says, "I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me wander from your commandments. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." This evening I am reminded that as people, we are not on this earth or planet for no reason. We don't just exist, but we are called for a time like this. God called us into this world with purpose. He called us into this world with confidence. He called us into this world with dignity. That is why it is important that we know what we've been called for. It is important that we understand our assignment. I will always say that a calling is different to a career. Careers are built in boardrooms. Careers are built in meetings and gatherings. But a calling is built in the presence. A calling is built in the place of prayer. A calling is built in the place of fasting. A calling is built in the place of consecration. Therefore, 1 Peter 2 verse 9 tells us that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and His own special people to proclaim the praises of Him who called us out of darkness and into His marvelous light. I can say with boldness that our identity is in Christ and in Him alone. It's not about your past. It's not about who you are, but whose you are. You are a child of God. You are a masterpiece. You are transformed by the renewing of your mind. You are the head and not the tail. You are more than a conqueror through Christ who gives you strength. If we read in Jeremiah 1, we will see that God calls Jeremiah to be a prophet and to serve as His messenger to the people of Israel. But when God called Jeremiah, He did not immediately respond to the call. He did not fully commit or agree to what God has called him to be. But instead, he had many excuses. And maybe tonight I'm speaking to someone that also feels like a Jeremiah, who is saying, "Lord, I cannot speak, for I am just a youth. I cannot speak, for I am still young. I can't fully outlive my purpose. I can't really fulfill what you have called me to do because I don't feel ready. I don't feel equipped, or I feel a bit inadequate." I want to tell you that despite the concerns Jeremiah had, the Lord still answered him and said, "Do not say, for I am just a youth, but get yourself ready. Stand up and do what I have commanded you to do." Because God says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Tonight, my encouragement is that we will not be an unresponsive generation, but that we will be obedient to the call. God called Samuel 3 times, and all 3 times he thought it was Eli calling him. But the 3rd time, when Eli realized that it was the Lord calling, Eli told Samuel, "Go back to bed and say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. God bless.
I come before your throne of grace with great thanksgiving, yes, in our hearts. Lord, I acknowledge you for who you are. Lord, we praise you because we know, we believe, and we understand that there is none like you and no one can be compared to you. Yes. For you are the great I am, and you remain yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are the same. Lord, tonight we choose to trust in you and your promises. We choose to depend and rely solely on you because you are true to your word. Lord, you are not a man that you should lie, but you remain faithful in your promises. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the beginning, you are the end. Lord, you have never left us nor forsaken us. Lord, but you will give us power and strength, and that of a sound mind. Lord, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up like wings of eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Lord, thank you that you have remind us that we have been called for a time such as this. Lord, that age does not matter in your presence, Father. Lord, and I pray tonight for every listener, and especially the young people, Lord, that they will take up the call, that they will respond to the assignment, Lord, and Lord, that they will stand firm in the presence of servanthood, Lord. Lord, I pray that whatever we do, that it is pleasing to you, Father God. Lord, I pray that you will bless every listener in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.